With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is Lewis Hart for Boxing Social in association with Empire Fight Store. Forged Irish Owl. Didn't think we'd be catching up so quick. I thought it'd be a post-fight one, but we have to talk. Delighted to be joined by Mike Coppinger. Crazy weigh-in just there. There's so much from I suppose, this morning to find out he missed weight. So then everything that went on there, I think, you know, we'll start off at the weigh-in. We see him coming on drinking beer with a guy dancing around with him. Just absolute carnage, to be honest.
Yeah, I spoke to his team. His team swears it's a fake beer and that Ryan's, you know, basically Ryan's conduct is 90% trolling. You know, we'll see how he does on fight night. I'm told that he didn't try to lose the weight. And I was told he was almost close to 152 last night and did drop quite a bit to get close to the 140 limit. But again, this is not new for Ryan Garcia. Ryan Garcia's fight against Oscar Duarte in December, which he won by eighth round knockout, that was at 140 originally, got moved to 143. Obviously, you can't move the weight with a guy as big as Devin Haney. That's saying big profile, also a title fight. But now that title is no longer on the line for Ryan. And also, I'm told, unusual, but Ryan's not going to have to weigh in tomorrow. No second day weigh in.
I was going to say there, like, you know, talking about him missing weight, sort of that was the initial fears, especially on the build-up of this fight week. You know, there were like, I remember sort of a lot of questions towards Oscar, Bernard, Ryan as well, like how was the weight? Haney had his concerns. So you feel like sort of there was a hunch that this was going to happen?
Yeah, I mean, everyone really expected this, that Ryan wasn't going to make weight. You know, Devin Haney's been saying it throughout the promotion that he wouldn't make weight, and it's no surprise to anybody. So, you know, I've heard some people say, oh, maybe it helps him. I don't think it helps him.
And when you look at it from a Haney point of view, how do you approach, when you think he missed weight, do you think he'd be, you know, would he have, you know, it shows he's a professional, he still wanted to carry on, do you think he would have been well within his rights to sort of like decide he's not fighting with him coming in quite heavy?
I mean, you always could do that, but that would have been shocking. You know, you're going to cost yourself millions and millions of dollars and all the training camp you put in and not have the fight, and all your people that are flying out for the fight, and all your supporters. So, you know, when you get this close to the event, it's kind of, The other fighter that makes the weight is kind of in a lose-lose.
And you mentioned there about the Duarte fight getting changed to 143. You know, when you look at this fight and you look at the build-up, is there concerns for how hard Garcia may have trained?
Of course there's concerns. I mean, anytime you miss weight, there has to be a concern that you didn't take the fight seriously enough. Maybe you didn't start training early enough, which is what I heard here. I heard that Ryan Garcia didn't enter training camp until after the press tour in late February. So, you know, I don't know how long of a training camp he had. And obviously, it's been turbulent and chaotic.
I was going to say, like, is there sort of, in one way you look at it, maybe you're on a, you know, the zone point of view, do you think they sort of love something like this with all the carnage that happened on that stage?
I think surely that can't hurt at this stage. I think so many people probably didn't buy tickets or aren't as interested in the fight as they were when it was announced because they don't think Garcia's taking it seriously. And like you said, people didn't know if the fight was actually going to happen. So I think this helps out a little bit.
And I suppose, you know, is there a point where, you know, it does become a bit scary? We see that, you know, we see this erratic behaviour, but as it's gone week by week, it's gone worse and worse. I know sort of it's been the whole build up, but now with the whole weight miss, you know, do you think that there's a right for maybe fans to sort of be scared for him, for Garcia to get into the ring tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, hard to say. You know, I think there's a lot of question marks going into this, and I think a lot of people tuning in are going to be trying to see a car crash, so to speak, and what could possibly happen, right? like one of those Mike Tyson events.
Yeah, absolutely, for sure. Mike, just want to say thank you for taking time to speak to me. Really, really good to catch up with you. And enjoy the fight tomorrow night. It's definitely going to be one spectacle for sure.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.